Okay, well, what's going on? It is 1930 UTC, the time at which the dubious goals committee always begins. Yeah, my name is Tobe. I am the chairman of the dubious goals committee. And we've kind of got a little bit of a problem here today. Wow, it's getting worse. So, I'm sitting here in my car, in the parking lot of Herrenhaven. And I guess I didn't realize it when I was leaving my house, but by the time I got here, I have realized that it might be much too windy. When I was driving over here, I saw flags standing almost straight out. We're talking about, what, Beaufort scale of 6 or so? I don't know. Just kind of making stuff up. And I thought, well, maybe it won't be quite as bad when I get down into the valley. Maybe we'll be shielded in the valley from the wind. But no, I think the wind is blowing from... Is it blowing from the south? So it's coming right up the valley. Looks really windy out there. Where am I? Well, obviously I'm at Herrenhaven. It's another one of those really nice days. It's warm. It's over 50 degrees Fahrenheit. It's just a little after noon local time. And I got my camera in my pocket. And I kind of wanted to see if we were going to see any dudes today, or maybe see if that owl was still hanging out on that tree. It looks like the wind might have died down a little bit. So, I guess we're going to get out. And I apologize in advance for any horrible wind noise. Maybe it won't be so bad once we're in the forest. There are two other cars here. Is that Sam's car again, or is that... I don't know. Yeah, so right before I got out of the car, there was a massive, massive gust. And it was blowing leaves around and all kinds of crazy stuff. All right, so here's the new picnic table. So we've got two picnic tables now for all your picnicking requirements here at Herrenhaven. And here comes the wind. Here it comes. I hope we don't clip. You know, if it gets to be too bad, we're just going to have to turn around and leave, because it's already bad. It's, what direction is it blowing now? I can't figure it out. Okay, so around the dragonfly pond, looks like it's kind of, the surface ice is melting. Now we just need to walk up here a little bit and see if we can find our owl buddy. When I was walking out of Herrenhaven yesterday, he was still there. And then I drove up Manderson Street, also known as Turkey Street, and I did see my turkeys yesterday. Haven't seen anything yet today. Now, which one of these trees was he on? He was down over here. On one of these trees over here, which one was it? Where's our owl buddy? Ow, my knee kind of hurts today. Alright, it was one of these. No, it was this tree over here. This tree over here. And I'm looking up at that spot. And he's not there. Damn it. Of course. He just hangs out there for a few days. And then the day I get the camera, he decides to leave. So, I am still just standing here. And look, I got up at just the right time. The sun is perfect on that little broken off branch where he was sitting. It would make a good shot, but he's not here.
What I'm doing now is I'm still just staring up into the sky, looking at all the other parts of the tree, wondering if he's hanging out somewhere a little bit different. I'm looking up on other trees. There's another dead tree not 10 meters to the left. It's got lots of little great places where owls could hang out, so I'm checking those places out. There's even a big hole at the top. Anybody in that hole? Checking the other big limb of the tree. Checking this big tree over here. Looking at trees. Looking at trees. That doesn't mean we're going to find him, because he is very well camouflaged. Where's my dude? Where's my dude? He's probably looking at me right now laughing, going, ha ha ha, you can't find me. You can't find me. Because I am Heidi Owl. Mr. Hiding. See, now that I'm at this angle, I can see into a hole into that other old tree. Is that something right there? Is there a dude over there? And now I'm in a strange situation. Is that an owl sitting right there in that hole? I don't see any movement, but maybe he's sleeping. Maybe that's not even a thing. Maybe that's just a piece of broken stick. In another tree that's dead, another cottonwood tree, there's a big limb broken off about 3 meters off the ground. There's kind of a hole. Kind of looks like there's something in that hole, but, you know, maybe not. Everything looks like an owl once you start looking at barky knobs on trees. Everything's got that look. Everything's got that look. Alright, well, don't know what to tell you. Guess we'll just keep moving on. Kind of disappointed. Kind of think, oh, I just want to go home. I just want to go home and drink some tea and watch some anime or something. Alright, well, alright, here we are at the crossroads. We might as well go out and look at the Mulhall's property, see if there's any dudes running around out there. I'm not seeing anything so far. And I really don't want to go into the wind. But let's see. Who's out here today, if anyone? Kind of surprised we're not seeing any marmots. It's been warm for, what, 3 or 4 days in a row now? Warm meaning, you know, 50 degrees Fahrenheit or above. There's no snow on the ground. Kind of would think marmots would be sticking their heads out to see what's going on. But yeah, there's no action. No action here in the Mulhall's property. Yada, yada, yada. Alright, so, let's go back into Harrenhaven here. See what else is up. See if we can find any kind of dudes. Any kind of dudes who might be out enjoying the weather like us. Speaking of anime, what did I watch yesterday? I watched something that was kind of light and easy. And what was that called? It was called, and now I can't remember because there was two that were, had a similar, it was Yamada-kun to Nananin something Nin Maho. It was Yamada-kun to, I can't remember the name in Japanese. It was basically Yamada-kun and the Seven Witches. Boy, there's not much going on here in the sub pond. Thawing a little bit. Water is receding from the water line is receding. Wind's coming up a little bit. But yeah, I watched this sort of light comedy, supernatural, body switching anime yesterday. It was all right. Here comes a big wind. Big wind. Yay. All right. I'm onto the boardwalk, walking out. Oh yeah, we've got lots of melted ice. We've got lots of water, especially right up against the bank. There's enough ice melt that I can see where geese have tried to swim through the ice and actually have. Here comes a flight of geese. Where are they going to land? There's some open water. You guys got it. Oh, some guys landed on the ice. How nice. Alright, so if the water line is clear of ice, we should be able to look around in here. Are there any scratties around? Are there any scrats around in here? I do not see any scratties, but we'll continue to look in the reed line here as I continue to walk out the boardwalk just to see what's going on. And I will continue to ride this level because the wind is so bad. Comes and goes and bursts. Wind burst. Yada. No, forget this. There's nothing going on out here anyway. Just a bunch of geese standing around on what's left of the ice. Trying to turn out of the wind here. This is not good. This is just noise central, isn't it? I'm heading back into the forest. As I walk past the reed line, we're gonna take another close look. There's lots of little animal trails going through here and stuff, but I don't see any dudes. I don't see any actual dudage. Open up a big wind. That's terrible. This is supposed to be the good quality audio show. I don't know how well that's turning out, especially today. You know what? I already kind of don't feel like doing this. I don't know. I think I'm going to head out. Maybe we should go to see if those turkeys are hanging out up on Manderson Street. Maybe that's what we should do. Yeah. Because even though it's nice and sunny, the wind is enough that it's making my hand cramp up. That's not good. I'm still looking up into the trees for owls. So anyway, back to the anime. I was watching this new anime. Well, new to me. What was the date on it? Maybe 2014? Just a couple years old. And it was your basic high school rom-com with body switching and light magic. No vampires, nothing like that. It was your typical... Well, if you know anything about the classification of anime, you know that body switching is a classification, and that harem is a classification. And this does not necessarily mean that there's a guy who owns a bunch of women. It just means that there's, like, one male main character, and all the antagonists are female. Or protagonists, well...
Everybody becomes friends at some point in time. And the whole... what's the word I'm looking for? The whole plot revolves around the device of... this guy, the main character. He kisses a girl accidentally because, you know, it's anime. Everybody trips and falls into people and they kiss accidentally. One of my favorite tropes. Oh yeah, plus this one opened up with the cicada on the tree trope, but it's neither here nor there. So this guy kisses the girl, they switch bodies, and they find that they can switch back if they kiss again. And I know that sounds ridiculous, and it is, but it was kind of funny, and it actually worked. There was some funny stuff. It got more complex than that, because it turns out that the girl is a witch, and she didn't know it, and that's her witch power, to be able to switch bodies with people when she kisses them. And it turns out there's 6 other witches in the school, and there's a conspiracy to hide, and there's all this other wackiness going on, and it's a fun time all around. And I'm getting back in the car. So let's go see if we can find some of them turkeys. We'll be able to find them. We'll be able to drive up there in 3 seconds. So count with me. 3, 2, 1. Dill, the magic time machine's not working. Ding-gong bonking. All right, now it works. So here we are. I'm parked in the same place I was the other day. What was that, 2 days ago? Looking for turkeys. I do not see any turkeys. I drove up the street, did not see any. There's no turkeys sitting here in the place where they normally always like to hang out. I bet they're down in the ravine just to get out of the wind. The wind is bad enough that my exposed hand did get a little weird. I'm frozen in my face. Fingers are cramped up, and so that's annoying. There is some action on the street, and there's an electrician ahead of me. Maybe he spooked the turkeys or something. There's somebody behind me doing something. So yeah, not a lot of action. As I was leaving Herrenhaven, Sam was pulling in, and another photographer guy was also leaving. I'm looking up into the trees. Jeez, is there anybody in the trees? That reminds me, the other day when I was pulling away from here, I could see the back of these people's house better. And they had multiple turkeys on their back deck, just standing around on the deck rail. Oh, it was so funny. So funny. But I think I'm done. Who wants to go home? I think we're going to go to my house. Yeah, let's head on home, kids. 3, 2, 1, 0. And here we are. Back in my garage. I wonder if we should check the mail. Do I get any mail today? Nope. No mail in the mailbox. Fail mail. It is a fail mail day. Close the garage door, walk into the house, and I bet the cat's still sleeping upstairs. Such a wacky kitty. Let's go take a look. Do-do-do-do-do. Don't want to wake her up if she's still sleeping up. She's awake. She's looking at me. Oh no. Oh no. She's getting up. She's stretching her kitty paws. Oh, now she's stretching her kitty butt. Somebody's coming over here. Hi. Hi. Hi, good morning, as you rub up against my legs. Hi. Yeah, what have you been doing? I went to Herrenhaven. I was looking for owls, but I didn't see any. What are you doing just waking up? Are you a wake up kitty? Yeah. Okay. All right, so the cat is awake. Get all this stuff out of my pockets. Guess I don't need to carry the camera around anymore either. Dun dun dun. Take my sunglasses, put them in the sunglasses case. Okay. We're good. Sort of. Now I gotta try to figure out how to take off my coat when I gotta hold the microphone and I've got a bad shoulder and can't even move my left arm. Am I gonna... Yeah. For the win. And this is why you need to know something about practical topology. If for no other reason than strategy when removing clothing. And I do believe in strategic clothing removal. So I had to walk into this room real quick because I'm pretty sure I left the tea in here. Yes, I did. And I want to get this power supply, grab the tea, and we'll go back out here. This teacup is full. I hope I don't slosh it all over me. Okay. I think things are starting to work out. I think this plan is coming together. Except, how did this leaf get right here? I don't want any leaves right here. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, the plural of leaf is not leafs. It is leaves. Well, tell that to the Toronto Maple Leafs. I never understood that. Why are they the leafs and not the leaves? I do not know. If you are a Canadian, Torontonian or otherwise, let me know why that is. Maybe we should just ask Snowdusk or anybody else in Toronto. Who else is in Toronto? Bob Jonkman, are you in Toronto? Seems like there's a lot of people in Toronto. Everybody except me. One time I had a girlfriend from Toronto. She actually lived here in Omaha, but she was originally from Toronto. Born in Toronto. And had a green card. Technically, she was an immigrant. That would be my old friend Eileen. Boy, wasn't she a character? Oh, wait, you never got to meet her. Oh. Trust me, she was. What's she doing these days? Well, she did get married. And she has kids. She's got two kids. And I don't know. This is what I don't know, but I'm most curious about. I'm wondering if she gave birth to these kids or if they were adopted. Eileen was a very, very petite girl, and you wouldn't think she'd be able to have a baby. Although, if she did have the babies, I would have loved to have seen her 9 months pregnant, because she was so small. You know how real small women look hilarious when they get pregnant? Because they got to lean back like 45 degrees just to walk. Yeah, that always cracks me up. The last time I saw my doctor, let's see, when was that? It doesn't matter. But she was super pregnant. The last time I saw my doctor, she was like 8.5 weeks pregnant. And she's not all that tall of a woman. And she was, she's kind of not super small, but she was one of those people who had to have extra support to get up and stuff and had to walk around leaning backwards, which, I don't know. Why do I find that so humorous? I just do. I don't know. Maybe I'm just wacky. That's possible. Oh, boy. So, should I be checking for football? There's no football. Yeah, there's no football today. I'm thinking, oh my God, is this a Champions League week? No, of course it's not Champions League week. House is on a weird channel. Oh, Vincent, A Life in Color is on. Too bad I've seen it a million times. What am I checking? Channel 87? No. I need to check 78. Yeah, we're clear. What am I worried about? There's no football to be watching today. Maybe I need to be checking TCM. Any classic movies on tonight? God, more Andy Hardy. I hate freaking Andy Hardy. I'm a real... I don't want to say hater, but I'm just not a fan of Mickey Rooney. It's that old-fashioned, totally overacting, terrible Judy Garland thing. The odd part of it is that some people refer to that as the golden age of film. That is not the golden age. That is the terrible age. That's the equivalent of 80s family sitcoms. I say bah. Bah and humbug. So I'm going to have to go through my list and look for more anime today. I should cross a couple of these off my list here. Oh, that's right. A Lupin movie. Lupin the Third movie came up. I'm like, ooh, geez, I should watch that. Because who doesn't love Lupin? Everybody loves Lupin. I got some Karam to watch. And I'll probably have to watch me some more cricket today. Oh, wait. Was there a games yesterday? I don't think so. I don't think I'm missing anything. Yeah. Majo. Keep forgetting. Japanese is not Spanish. I bet you didn't know that. Maybe you did. So, yeah, I gotta find me. Uh-oh, here comes the cat. Here comes kitty business. What's the cat going to do today? You gonna go get a drink of water? Gonna go have some food since you just woke up? Or does this mean we're going to be doing some kitty business? I don't know what we're doing. What's the cat? She's walking around. I think she's listening to the wind blowing outside. The wind is kind of picking up and everything, so I don't know what's going on. Ow. My shoulder kind of hurts. I'm feeling like a kind of a whiny little bitch today, so maybe I should just wrap this up and get out of here and find something to eat. What am I hungry? I don't know. Are you even talking anymore, or are you just mumbling and blithering? It's kind of just I don't know. Yeah, another thrilling conclusion to The Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 19:30 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe, I gotta go, bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line.